You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, it really is turning into a bit of a dog's breakfast at the moment. And I'm not just talking about the line back to the studio at Classic. I'm talking about the state of the economy. Between them, Heineken and SAB have now placed holds on 8.5 billion rands of investments. They had planned these over the next few years, and another 2.5 billion in projects are on review from SAB. And further down the value chain, we're seeing a big impact on glass makers at Consol Glass. The cost of the ban has been so high, it's bringing the 75-year-old company to its knees, it seems. I'm joined now by CEO Mike Arnold. Mike, you've announced today that you're putting a 1.5 billion rand capex project on ice. Just share the reason behind the decision with us.
Evening, Michael. Thank you. Yes, it was a difficult decision to cancel the 1.5 billion, but essentially, due to the combined effect of the first 9-week lockdown, the second lockdown, of course, which is still to play out, the market demand is just not there, quite frankly, and we've lost to date at least 2 months, possibly going on for 3 months worth of sales, and as a result, we just can't afford to put more capacity in the ground. We don't have any line of sight, any certainty when the industry will open, and that's putting a lot of jobs at risk.
That is the bottom line. What has the alcohol ban impact been on your top and bottom line, speaking of bottom lines?
Well, top line, both sales and production, just over a billion rand for our company, but for the whole industry, it's close to 3 billion rand. That's the first lockdown. That was 9 weeks, so you can work out what the cost will be for the second lockdown as each week goes by.
And if you look at the communication from government, has anyone inside the National Coronavirus Command Council communicated with you about its decisions, Mike?
No, not from the Command Council, but look, to be fair, the alcohol industry, together with suppliers like ourselves, are engaged in discussions, so they're at the NEDLAC level, and we're hoping that that may come to some landing on how we can open up the industry, but also look after the health of South Africans.
Well, that's the issue here. Do you think that an outright ban on alcohol is the right solution in this moment, or could government have come up with a more balanced solution that addresses both the impact of alcohol on trauma admissions and hospital beds while still preserving jobs and the economy and livelihoods?
Exactly, Michael. So it's not either or. It's finding a solution where both can be accommodated in terms of looking after, as you say, both the health and the livelihoods of people. So the ban itself in isolation, you know, doesn't do anyone any good, quite frankly, and we need to find a solution, a better solution to that.
Mike, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Consol CEO Mike Arnold, and I hate to say it, but the ship feels like it doesn't have a captain at the moment, and Williams is standing by with your news.